This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Captain Appropriate Fear.
And that's what life's about.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. It's the crossover with Willard and Dibs.
Yay.
What's up, gents?
Fellas, what's going on?
Hey.
How we do?
How we do?
I had a great show, but I'm a little irritated. I was waiting
by
on
what?
You to.
By what?
I've been trying to get off my tomorrow's opening day baseball.
Yes.
Or the second one
yes.
for some. But I got the Giants going 82-75.
That's only 157
games.
That's
going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem.
Are they going to have 5 rainouts that don't get made up?
5 games.
That means they're not in the playoffs
Please
picture.
Please cut that and keep that forever. That's the best. He says good stuff all the time. That's the best one ever.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
The best thing you've ever said.
I was out ill yesterday.
Yeah.
No, but apparently the Giants will be for 5 games, too.
Which is more likely, the 82 or the 75.
I'm turning the mic off.
I mean, I think that I liked your 82. If they go 82, that would mean 80.
It was seven over, so that would be eight.
I got him going 10-2 this year.
Seven over.
I got him going 10-2.
Guru, they can't be 7-0.
They could be 84-77-1.
True.
The rare draw. And that's what's bugging me. I won't be here on Friday.
You're out?
Yeah, I'm going to San Diego. Baby girl, her first flight.
Oh, this is awesome.
We're going to fly with...
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, be careful.
Believe me, the whole thing about packing for 3 days with a two-year-old, it in and of itself is a four-day thing.
No,
we started last night.
You have to bring your whole house.
Mark,
I don't know why you're even packing. Bring it all.
Well, and the beauty is we're doing it on Southwest before they start to gouge you like every other airline.
No more
free bags.
What is going on?
And we're bringing at least 2 apiece. So, hey, you got to bring the stroller. You got to bring the car seat. You got to bring the whole bag of diapers and the other crap. Toys and knickknacks, but
everything.
Let me tell you what I think you should do as a public service.
85 and 77.
Tell people the flight number and the time you're leaving.
It's too late.
So if anybody's on that flight, they could theoretically make other plans.
They could do that. It'll be Friday, I think we're leaving at about 7:30 out of Oakland. So I don't have the flight number in front of me, but I can tell you this: if you are in and around my daughter, you're going to be annoyed and entertained in equal doses because she is.
I had one of those on the way back from Mexico.
It's kind of like being around you, so that's good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No doubt.
She's
a chip off the old block
sure
because from the time she wakes up to the time she goes to sleep, she is on 10. She's unlike the Warriors. Shows up and she tries.
Will you take a picture of yourselves as you leave, like after you claim your bags? Because I want to see, like, how many different things are hanging from how many different limbs as you try. Like, it's going to look like you're doing your monthly trip to Costco.
No doubt.
You need that flatbed and walking out of the airport with everything you own.
Yep.
I just want to see what it looks like.
There's going to be four bags checked, plus a stroller and a car seat, and three carry-ons, of which the two-year-old will carry nothing. So I'm going to have two carry-ons.
Carry
my wife will
too.
Have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why we have the stroller, so we don't have to carry her. But either way, it's going to be an absolute calamity. It'll be anything but a restful vacation, but yeah, that's why I'm out Friday. But what's bugging me is the fact that the Giants went 26-4 in spring training.
Like 21 and 6.
Four ties.
21 and 6.
Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
The point is, ties? Like, you can't do that cockamamie runner on second and give the fans what they want, which is a result? It's stupid. Anyway, that's all. I won't be here Friday.
They
that's
won
all.
The Cactus My League title.
Yeah, they won the championship.
And that means that they're going to win the World Series.
Buster Posey is a championship exec.
He's got him in a good spot, Matt.
It's one for one.
Yeah.
I'm going to remain open-minded about the Giants.
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I never understand people who start seasons any other way.
Well, I mean, if
I don't know what we're about.
They're not
going
to have a better bullpen.
Well, they're not going to go 82-75. But other than that, I'm not ready to say
those
anything
are the things that hurt. Yeah.
No,
I've been waiting on it.
It's not even what you said. It's the way you said it. It had such flair.
Well, had we got to it, it would have been worse because he would have been reminded me of how bad I was for 2 hours. Goo. I'm in timeout. Go ahead.
No, shake it off. Shake it off. We don't do timeout here.
Mariah Carey.
Well, yeah, and at least, unlike the Warriors last night, you at least brought it. You were, like, horrendously wrong and wildly inaccurate. But you brought it, and you tried. And the Warriors last night were horrendously wrong and wildly inaccurate. They didn't bring it. Jimmy Butler, one free throw? Can you play with some aggression? And Moses Moody, everyone's flavor of the month, 0-9 from 3, and your DPOY got used and abused again? And all the commentary after is, well, you know, we had a hard time getting up for this one. Are you kidding me? Game 72 in Miami after two nights in South Beach. You can't put down the dice and the dominoes and get ready for one basketball game?
But I looked at the dominoes like Tony Montana. They were just sending the message like, we're relaxed. It's our guys Jimmy's revenge tour, revenge game. We got this. And that's how I looked at the video when they were playing dominoes. And we got into it, what you can or cannot do. They did what they did. But what they didn't do, Willard, is show up. Starters outscored 88-38. Why I'm nervous, nobody's asked, is Moody. He's in a slump from three the last five games. What, 17%? But where would you be if he hadn't gotten hot and got up there? So,
he's in a slump.
Like, what was that? Was a total no-show by your two leaders, and Jimmy Butler, who apparently didn't get the memo.
No, it's a total no-show by your number one leader because he was unable to play in the game. And that's the only excuse that works, and the reason we don't hear them say that in the press conference is because they can't, because their egos will not allow it, because that's not what people do. You don't go to a press conference afterward and say, we suck right now because Steph Curry's not on the team. But that's the only one that works. I can't stand it when people go, we weren't ready to play. What does that mean? What does that mean? You made $500,000 last night to show up at that game. Mm. You weren't ready? Of course you were ready. You circled that game before you even got traded.
Talk to me.
Of course you were ready, but you got woefully outplayed by younger players who are more connected because at least their roster is intact right now. So that's not built to be an excuse, but that's the real. The Nuggets suck right now. Why? Jokic is out. When LeBron was out, the Lakers sucked. When Jaren Jackson was out, the Grizzlies sucked. And right now, Steph Curry's out, so the Warriors suck. And shout out to everybody who said, well, it's been a blessing in disguise that Steph got hurt, so now he'll be well-rested. That ain't this team. That is not this team. He needs to get back on the floor immediately. He has played in three of the last 16 quarters. The Warriors are lucky to be 2-2. During those two games, and it's not going to travel, so they're not going to win road games without him. That's what I think and see.
It's tough to argue.
Yes, but I mean,
it's tough to argue that.
Look at Denver, and Denver came here on the road against the Warriors, who are supposedly a serious team, and Denver won. Denver went to Houston without Jokic, and they're a real serious team, and they won. And so it's not like Denver's losing all the games.
No, but you're pointing to their two wins and leaving out all of the other games over their last seven or eight, which have
been... Three losses. They're 2-3 since they lost the Joker, which I don't know if he was there when they lost at the Wizards or lost to the Wizards at home, but yeah.
No, he's been out of all of those. He's been out of all of those, and they've won three times...
Was in the Wizard game
four times since March 9th. They've won four times since March 9th. But yes, you're right. They're 2-3 without him.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I mean, the Warriors, as I mentioned in the green room, they do have a winning record without Steph for the year. But for me, it's not even about the wins and the losses over these last couple. It's about the effort. And last night in a Jimmy Butler revenge game and Draymond Green talking about, you know, how he's DPOY and the rest of the team, you shouldn't be tired when you have a game in Atlanta. Fine, cross-country flight, we can all look at that and say those are always tough. And then you had 2 days off to get ready for Miami and a Jimmy Butler revenge game, and that's what you put out? That, to me, is the most galling part of it. 86 points after you had two nights off to get ready for a Miami team that is, they're okay.
Lost 10 in a row before getting a win.
Right, so now they've won two in a row. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're hotter than the Warriors.
For sure.
So, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you didn't want to ask Willard. That irritates me. He went on that and you had nothing for it. Now I say something. I didn't even say something and you double back, but I'm here for you. What do you need?
Yeah.
I agree. The Warriors aren't going anywhere if they don't have Steph Curry. Mm. That was my point today. I wondered why. Everybody just assumed the Warriors were going to win that game last night without Steph Curry. Like, are they really that good that they can just win a game without Steph? And especially on a night. Mm. Like, the other thing is we looked at this just from the Warriors' point of view. They're going to want to win for Jimmy Butler. There was something going on with the Heat players. There's no doubt. They wanted to beat Jimmy Butler and the Warriors last night. And I don't think we... like, gave enough credit to that. Like, I think there's a possibility that a lot of guys in that Miami locker room are mad at him.
Well, it's kind of interesting that he did not go say hello to any of them after the game, right? And I don't care about that stuff. I want to put that on record.
That's the stuff I care about.
I don't care about it. And for those of you who don't know, we're talking, like, Jimmy just got up from the bench and went straight to the locker room after the game where everybody gets out there and daps each other up. Jimmy skipped it and left. I don't care about that stuff. I don't know what's going on there. But I thought last night was the first night as a Warrior where Jimmy Butler, like, put out a bad look.
That one, man.
And I don't just mean post-game.
I'm not mad at any of
that. I mean before the game, during the game, after the game. Like, we've been in such a honeymoon period. I thought last night was the first time we were Willard, like, eh.
So you missed the 10 o'clock hour. I told Stani to piggyback off of that. I think the honeymoon's over. Not that I think Jimmy Butler is a different type player, but what did I tell you when he came? This is just me. I felt like he was like Kevin Durant when he was here. So when you miss him, Steph, or Dre, you still had the adult in the room, and it was Jimmy. And the more we're watching him, he's still a great player, does a lot of things. Jack of all trades, master of none, but what, 10 for 44 from the three-point line? That's not his game. I get it. He didn't tell us it was, but they were winning. Steiny's pointed out, the quality of team, but no, I saw the impact. I saw this team was on the floor, and they risen up, and everybody had took heed to, watch the Warriors, they're a player. But what I'm learning is what you said. This goes as far as the chef goes, and I thought for a moment, not the chef was never not needed, but man, Steph, take your time because we got Jimmy Butler here, and I'm learning now for whatever was going through his mind. So is it so wrong for a fan to expect Jimmy in that ambiance last night for him to want to win the game and not go against conventional wisdom and leave? Oh, Steiny thinks where I'm going to shoot tonight, and I'm not. I'm not saying that's what he was thinking, but it's sure what it looked like.
Okay.
It's damn sure what it looked like. That was embarrassing.
Can I do the legal real quick? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. And now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
Y'all remember the Orlando game just a few weeks ago. Steph's the only one. There's only a few of these in the league. Like, not even the – some of the 1A guys are not even able to do this, where they literally can just mask all of the problems. Of the, like, they lose that game by 30, if not for Steph.
The 56.
Putting the 56 up and barely winning a basketball game. He can do that sometimes. Even for him, it's rare. For anyone, it's rare. But Jimmy can't do that. That's not
– See, and I got – it's not
that's
bad.
Not Jimmy. So when we say, hey, Jimmy, go take over a game on your own, like, I think Jimmy can be a one, but all players in the NBA are going to need – the people around them to make shots. And what do we always hear about role players? They're so much better at home. And so that's what I actually think is the other big ailment of the Warriors right now. You bring up Moody. He can't hit anything right now.
That last and 5 games, 72%.
You know what I mean? Like Grandy showed this to us. Since the All-Star break, the Warriors are actually 7th in the NBA in three-point percentage. So we come out of games like this and we go, oh, they're not very good shooting. No, they're just not going in right now. And on the road, that often happens. And that's how you, I mean, you can lose to anybody. But watch, like Friday in New Orleans, Steph will be back. Moody will hit two or three threes. Post will hit three threes. They'll win by 21 and everyone will be like, we're back. We're boogieing. In a way, it's actually kind of a shot at the league as a whole. I think this is what the league has kind of become. It's like if you're hitting 3-point, like with so many 3-point shots, if you're hitting them, you look like a good team. And when you go on a cold streak and you're not hitting them, you look awful. Like, you look like you can't even function, which is what they look like right now.
Yeah, I just think Butler's one of these guys who, and I don't know if you heard or not, but I was kind of messing with Goo a little bit. Like, he's a different kind of guy.
You. Wait, today?
You got it.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, fire away. Sorry.
I think Jimmy Butler is actually the kind of person that you don't, like, don't tell him what a big game is. He decides what a big game is.
Right.
And he's also the kind of guy that if he thinks, oh, people think I'm going to come out and cook and I'm going to go take 20 shots, right? Actually, no, that's not what I'm going to do. Like, he is, I think he's got some of that in him.
I'm just asking, what do you get from that?
Well, you get the unpredictability that has become Jimmy Butler.
But that hurts
your
team.
Last night, 5 of 12
we're acting like he's never hurt a team before.
No, but he hasn't hurt this team.
He hasn't.
Until last night. And the one thing that he's done is gotten to the foul line, and last night he took one free throw.
Man.
And last night, 5 of 12, he might as well have been Andrew Wiggins. And I believe I nailed it, Mark, yesterday when I said Andrew would go 4 of 13, and he did go 4 of 13.
Did you say that?
Yeah, because that's a classic Wiggins game. Coming off a 40-burger.
Coming off a 42, said play
4 of 13.
Play the under.
And Wiggins.
Play the under on his points and his
But he was in the paint and then closed down. No, he got his hand
he didn't
on a
three-point
attempt.
Yeah, he didn't play poorly.
Yeah.
I thought he played well.
Oh, yeah.
But no, yeah, he wasn't going to score a lot.
No, and you also have to look at your other veteran, Draymond Green, who was a minus 23. And, you know, Draymond is known for the triple single, but not usually 2 points, 3 assists, and 5 rebounds. He was a complete non-factor. So Jimmy was for some reason tentative, and I think you're right, Steiny, about don't tell me what's a big game. I'm going to decide when it's a big game. Well, last night could have used you because, as you mentioned, Goo, the starters got outscored by 50,
man.
And you shot 23.7% from three. And I was looking at the numbers earlier. They're 4-10 when they don't shoot at least 30% from three. And just as a comparative value, the number one three-point team in the league by percentage is Cleveland, and they're 5-4 in those very games when they don't shoot 30%. Right. So Cleveland has an ability when they don't shoot 30%, which is 9 times, to still go out there and do something else. And I know you don't have the chef, which means you're probably not going to shoot it great from three, but what else can you do? And if Jimmy's not getting to the line, and Kuminga, he was fine off the bench. I mean, he was trying to be impactful, but nobody else outside of Pods could do anything.
And Willard, he's talking about one side of the court. What about 56% from three Miami shot? Teams are comfortable.
Yeah.
And 68% from the field. That's defense. Like, I'm not – to me. Like, how does that happen?
Well, that's not just one game. Atlanta shot the hell out of it, and Toronto shot the hell out of it. And those are their last three games. So it's been a little bit of a pattern, and – I don't know if teams are figuring things out or they've just run into a couple hot shooting teams.
But man,
but they haven't been good defensively the last three nights.
Well, and for the season, they are 21st in the league against the three. And I do think of late, Steiny, and something that you point out a lot, the lack of ability to guard the basketball puts you into immediate help situations. And so you get beat off the dribble, and now the offense is playing 5-on-4. You got to help a pass. You got to re-help. You got to over-help. Now you buy a pump fake. And they had a lot of clean looks last night, shooting 68% from three.
Man. Yep. Yep.
It's crazy.
It is. Let me think of one other aspect of that game I want to bring up before I get out of here.
Oh, you're leaving?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to leave eventually.
Why all the rush?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to bring up one more thing. It's 207. Okay. That should hold us for 4 minutes.
Collared shirt and a shiny sweater. What's
looks
going
good.
On?
The new
sweater.
Man.
What's going on? It looks good.
Well, and he vowed to dress better at work.
I got it in the mail?
Yeah, this is part of my Menlo package.
Your Menlo package.
Yeah, I get clothes every month. Like
it's a damn good package.
Like you don't even know what's coming. It just shows up.
I get a preview.
Okay.
Like a week before it comes.
Are you allowed to like?
Yeah, you can change a color, okay. But I usually just let them send whatever.
Yeah, it looks good.
They seem to know I like earth tones.
But I mean, are you going somewhere?
Oh,
you just decided it's Wednesday. I'm gonna wear a collared shirt with a sweater.
He decided about 3 months ago that he wanted to start dressing nicer at work.
Oh,
that was his
and I also
thing.
Knew it was gonna be colder today.
It
than
is
it was
colder.
Yesterday.
It is colder, although oddly warmed up here in the last.
Oh,
couple
did it?
Of, yeah, yeah.
Okay. A little bit.
It was like
a little
warmer.
Bit of that monsoonal moisture coming. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, traffic and weather on the 8th, but I'll be here till 6.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right, here's one. This is a non-sequitur.
Hang on. Yes, Donnie's got something.
Because we haven't talked about this. Oh. This was awful news, legitimately. Ooh. Juju Watkins.
Dude.
That sucks.
Man.
And I need to reach out to Doc Pandya because in the moment, immediately, they were blaming the defender for dirty play, and B, the impact. But having suffered a torn ACL in somewhat similar fashion, I wonder if the impact from the side would be the force that causes your knee to tear in that fashion. And I don't want to make light of it, but I gave Mark a little two-team parlay, and so I gave him UConn, which was an easy win, and I also gave him USC.
Which is an even easier win.
But I got home, and I'm looking at the box score, and USC's given 18.5, and they're up by 27, and Juju's only got 2 points, and I'm thinking, man, quiet day for Juju, because I hadn't yet found out what had happened, and then I saw the highlight, and so, yes, Steiny, you're absolutely right. And I also need to ask Doc Pandya about what is it about the female anatomy that causes female basketball players to suffer torn ACLs at a higher rate.
Do they?
Oh, it's not even close.
Yeah, I didn't
absolutely.
Know that.
Yeah, that kind of became a thing.
Paige Becker's UConn. And now
she
Juju.
Bounced back,
yeah, terrible.
I thought about Kyrie. I just thought about how quick it can be over. I thought about Steph the other night.
Well,
that
there you
sound.
Go.
Like, we just take it for granted, but every team has won. You know, I couldn't believe that happened to the young lady.
Awful.
But injuries happen,
that just that's a word that keeps coming up in my mind, and it goes back to our SF Gate Day last week.
Oh.
With regard to stamina. Like I'm having a hard time in this moment buying that the Warriors have the goods for this assignment. It doesn't. It's not really a thought on how they look as a team when they're at their best.
You go on age, birth certificate?
That's definitely part of it. It's part of it.
But the long haul.
You know what I mean? Or is it that, like, I don't question their desire by any stretch. I don't. I do think in life there's the haves and the have-nots, and the have-nots fight harder than the haves. I tend to think that. So I don't know, you know, where Jimmy fits into all that, because he's technically a have-not in terms of a championship, but I don't know, man. Like, this idea that you got a night of exhaustion, you got an injury, now it's like we're not ready to play.
Or the miles
or
on the
we
trip.
Went on a long plane flight. It's like, okay, I can buy all those things, but are you telling me then that I'm also supposed to believe that you're going to do this till June? That's where I'm struggling.
Yeah. Well, Draymond said
that's
so.
Why
well,
Alex Simon came out of nowhere.
Draymond said they're going to win the championship.
Slam job.
And those are checks. Total you got to cash.
Job.
You got to show up. And Will, I'll leave you with this because I've given Jimmy all the love and maybe too much, but I appreciate you saying what you want about last night. That was a bad look by him. And I thought him dipping out early.
Well, just
I was just like, damn,
Like, piece this all together. There's a pregame interview that says, I got nothing to say to Pat, and Pat better.
Not, you didn't have to go there.
You go there. Then you go out and look passive in a game where you get blown off of the floor. Oh, by the way, the fans didn't even care. There was no atmosphere last night.
They booed him early, right?
Great.
They booed him early. Cupcake for Durant in OKC.
Dude, that was vitriol. It was a yawn. The whole thing was a yawn. Then you come out and perform poorly, and then at the end, you just walk off. And again, I'm not bothered by any of it, but this is not a resume night.
Wow.
That's not a night to record.
And I just think with Jimmy Butler, I think we've got to get used to the fact that he doesn't care what we're saying about how he played last night or why he played the way he played, or it should have been more important to him. Or
but he did use the chef, and that's what Willard just kind of said. That's obvious, but Stoney DeMore, I think
maybe
about
he
it,
knows.
Yeah,
maybe he knows he without Steph they're going nowhere, which he's probably right about.
But everybody log in at about 7 o'clock tonight, because that's when the Warriors will fall to the play-in tournament.
Oh, boy.
Well, they're in, you think New York, Clippers will beat New York, huh?
I do.
We talked about it.
I do.
Oh, boy. Don't get Goober had a great day.
No, you said some Warrior fans would take the seventh if it's not Denver. No, maybe it gets a young upstart.
I do think the Warriors would take seven
in Houston
to avoid Denver rather than six and get
after
Denver.
After these last two games, would you like to play any one-and-done basketball games?
I just
they can
said
win
that.
One or two at home.
Houston's young, fresh.
Okay.
The question is, how do you make it out of the eighth seed? That, to me, becomes more of a likely scenario.
Well, that's an issue. You lose one game, and it's either your season's over or you get OKC.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Those are your options.
Yeah, it's true.
I am out on the play-in tournament.
Yeah, we'll be out of Chase tomorrow. Anybody who's going to be out and about going to the Sweet 16 games, come on and see us at Splash.
Nice.
We're going to be there from 2 to 6 with a sprinkling of baseball, a dollop of NCAA, and a whole healthy dose of the smash burger and nachos.
85 and 77, baby.
Thank you for talking about the nachos.
Good amendment.
So good.
I can't wait. Right. I'm not going to eat until then.
All right, gents.
All right.
Just keep it locked.
Damn, you look good,
Stan. Keep it locked.
Yeah, I'm glad you found your jacket.
On here at night. Yeah. Just keep it locked. Right. You know the station.
Okay.
I got the Giants going 82 and 75.